When St. Petersburg Mayor Bill Foster was elected last November, the city's more liberal residents may have been skeptical of the level of tolerance the conservative Christian would bring to the dais. Yet Foster has reportedly said he's keeping his faith out of his policies. Critics say this is reflected in the way he's tackling homelessness, but it may also show in his support of offering health benefits to domestic partners, including same-sex partners, of St. Pete police officers.
I think it's the right thing to do.
Steve Cornell is St. Petersburg's first openly gay city council member. He tells WMNF that it's about equal rights and not religious beliefs.
It's really not about anybody's religious beliefs or personal beliefs or any of that kind of stuff. It's about treating everybody fairly and giving everybody an equal playing field.
Cornell adds he thinks his fellow council members will support the move.
My feeling is that my colleagues get that it's a fairness issue, that it's not a special right, that it's an equal right. It's bringing some of our employees who were treated unfairly for a number of years up to being treated fairly, to being treated like everybody else. It's not a special right, and I believe that it may pass 8-0. I don't think it's controversial anymore.
But while many view this as a step in the right direction, the police department's labor contract with the city is just one part of the picture. Cornell says he hopes all city employees will soon see the same benefits.
The city has typically, when they've offered benefits to the union through union contracts, has also offered it to other employees not covered by union contracts, just in the sake of being fair across the board to all of our employees. And to be clear, I believe that the mayor will do that. I'm not saying that I think the mayor's not trying to do that. I think he's taking one contract at a time, and I suspect that at the end of the process, our entire city employees will have domestic partnership benefits.
Councilmember Cornell says the St. Petersburg Association of Firefighters and the Florida Public Employees Services Union are also likely to adopt domestic partner benefits for their employees when they renew their contracts with the city. Tampa, which now offers these benefits to all city employees, began providing them to police officers in 2004. The Pinellas Sheriff's Department started doing so in 2007. From downtown St. Pete, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.